As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ben McPherson, Ambrose Harwood, Madeline Seller, Orathon, Amanda Blakely, Victor Wolf, Jay Toth, Marcella McKindo, Tina Fritz, Crystal Land, Dan and Melissa. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to another special episode of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Helen Gould.
Ben Meredith.
Lydia Nicholas.
And...
Grant Howard.
And we are continuing our adventures in the Spire. We are on day...
Two of the fight opera.
That works on so many layers. I love it.
Oh, yes.
But yes, we're on day two.
It's filled with fops.
Mm. Yay! To fight in an opera. Oh, my goodness. And
gosh, Alex, you're so clever.
Oh, I know.
You should do a podcast.
I know. Oh, I think I might move to the top of the spire and just start talking via flutes. So I believe we have a game plan. Someone tell it back to me so I can make sure that we know what our game plan is.
I've completely forgotten it.
You are going to get into the play Jessica.
Yeah, because
it's Jessica, by the way, there's no I in it.
Oh.
Terrest is gonna murder the actor.
As far as I'm aware, I'm sniping in a theatre.
That should be murdering Jessica. I'm going to replace that actor, fight Jessica and not murder
her. Take the fall.
And prevent being murdered by her if it's a death one. But it might be blood. We don't know.
I can, if anything goes wrong, just sink him into a portal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm taking my revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely having a polite conversation.
It's going to be so impolite.
Yeah, you're gaining leverage on Captain Bonchance.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take his nose. You get this back in 2 days.
Well, I do that.
But yeah, I think that's it. So I hand over to you, Grant. I think cool. We have a plan. There you go.
It's definitely a plan.
No.
I don't think what you just said was a plan, but yes.
Okay. Thanks for the vote of the confidence.
I will roll with it. So
what's wrong with our plan?
It was Helen's bit that worries me.
Well, you shouldn't have humiliated me.
Yeah, it is my fault, your actions.
Just don't cross me.
Okay, so to bring us back.
Don't cross Sergeant Red.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Helen's perfectly even handed.
I should go with Helen to make sure that
what
that goes
well. What a
great
idea!
I think that powers
maybe
might be useful.
And portals yes. to train Hellwild.
Sing him!
Okay, I'm gonna, this can even be in character in the meeting, we're just like, oh yeah, this is what we're gonna do. And
you
like,
can tell the red light of vengeance is in my eyes, and you've seen that light before.
Was it Redwether, how about I accompany
you
on this
trip? Good idea.
Make sure everything comes off carefully
and
skillfully. Get a sting in the appropriate place, Redwether.
All right, you do what you like. Come along.
How are you going to arrange this meeting? Or are you just going to
I'm going to follow him.
We know when he leaves to go for his secret assignations, because this lad's been watching.
I mean, Tyrest could suggest you could meet them mid-tryst. Yep. There's a sentence.
Oh, yeah, I could fill the cupboard with bees.
And that's your solution to everything.
Just right at the moment of climax, bees!
we could just replace
his
love
into.
With bees.
I can't finish unless there's bees.
This is the best it's been in years.
You've saved our affair, Mel.
I mean, I think that bees are appropriate.
Yes.
And there will be bees. So, yes.
So,
no one else is allowed to read or do or learn anything.
Also bees.
The pair of you are in the room overlooking the barracks where Tyrest was yesterday. The play is moving into the opera is moving into its second phase, the second act, which is about the glorious, everything's glorious. The glorious assault on Spire.
I already regret my decision to go to the theater.
And there's lots of proud Elfia warriors striding forward, then singing for a full half hour about how great they are at sword fighting, and how these brutish drow must be brought under heel. And you see the captain walk out at the given time when presumably Mirs Mari is not on in the opera, because scenes in this opera last about 2 hours, so you can pop off for a quick
quickie.
A quickie, yes.
quickie.
Especially quick quickie. In and out, there you go. And must be heading off.
I have filled the cupboard with bees.
Have you filled the cupboard with bees?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why did we do that? Why did we think that would help the situation?
It's going to be difficult to... Okay, yeah, you know what? You can, before Mirs Mari gets in there, you go in there. So it's a spell casting check to make the bees leave you. So that's...
I can control the bees.
You can shut them in a cupboard. You can't give them instructions. They're just bees, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should be in the cupboard and then release the
bees.
Yeah,
that works.
Okay, I'll do that.
Release the bees!
If I fail this, it will be very embarrassing.
I want you to know that no matter what happens, no matter what situation, you have to jump out and yell bees as your first thing.
Can I get a stealth check from you, please, or a sneak check to hide in a cupboard without being discovered?
You have all of the dice in the world.
So
right
I
now.
Have sneak. Is that...
Sneak, this will be low society if you have it.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I thought I was low society.
Well, you are low society, but you're not especially. You don't have a lot of contacts in low society.
No, it's because of all the bees.
Yeah,
people are a bit weirded out.
People get weird with the bees.
Like, what actually happens? Like, if
I got a 3 and a 1.
Oh no!
Grant looks delighted.
What happens if with a 3? What does that do to me?
Boys, oh boy! You know what? It's good you rolled that 3. Otherwise, you'd be taking double stress.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, because a 1 is double stress. You secretly secrete yourself while secreting honey into into a cupboard. And I'd like to imagine that there are some honeyed footprints left outside. Yeah. And you're there, and then you're looking through the keyhole, and you hear Mirs Mara come in, and there's almost like when she walks, you can never hear it in the arena when she performs, but there's like a scraping noise when she walks, almost like her shoulder blades are grinding against each other. She sits down on the edge of the bed. You can see that she is she's been cut a couple of times, and she looks like she's got the look of someone who's just murdered someone on stage.
Very specific look.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Yeah. Just for the audience, I'm doing it perfectly with my face now, but you can't see. I'm a consummate professional.
His ears have literally lengthened. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's very strange. I can only do this once today. And then she looks up at the...
The honey footprints.
The honey footprints. Yes, that's where I went, honey footprints, in that one last time.
Maybe it's a sexy surprise.
Maybe the captain's covered himself in honey again and is hiding in the wardrobe. She walks up and rips open the doors.
Release the bees!
Cool, make me a release the bees check, please, Lydia. Have I given you some skills on release the bees?
Just says release the swarm D3 stress to everyone nearby.
Okay, so
roll
it is
compel and occult.
Yeah,
to
compel
cast.
Occult. Cool. So this would be an occult spellcasting check. So that's the capacity to go super wrong for you.
So what does that involve me doing?
One dice, always one dice.
Okay.
And then you got the compel skill.
Yes.
You've got the occult domain.
Yes.
So that's three dice.
Okay.
Roll them bones and tell me what you get.
Oh,
kind of want three ones.
That's an 8.
Fantastic. Okay,
no, that's also a 9, by
the way. Oh, yay.
Cool. Yeah, 8 and 9 the same. That's fine.
Woo! Release the bees! And the...
you're so startled. Ah, bees!
Mia Zamora throws open the door. One of them comes off its hinges a little bit.
It's not even the, it's the equivalent of her, like, dirtying herself, but it's... Bees! Just bees!
Mia Zamora looks at you for a second, lunges forward to grab you. You can see, like, that she's got muscles on her hands, basically. And then you just... bees. They swarm out of your mouth. One comes out of your nose. They're crawling out of your sleeves and your ears. She immediately takes D3 stress. Which I will roll the dice for.
A tickle coming out of my ears.
Oh, good. 3.
It seems like it would... Like, so if the bees are inside you...
All along.
Like, the real friends with the bees.
They are my real friends.
You can't trust anyone else.
I mean, trust bees.
You can trust bees. They'll be there for you.
No.
Come on, let's not do bee puns.
Come on.
No, just droning away.
No, stop it. No, no.
Don't
no
wing
puns.
It.
No.
Just winging it.
I'm going to need all of you to behave.
Okay. We corrupted him!
I hate puns. So yes,
I hate puns too. This Helen. Makes me so angry.
Helen,
but still.
You hear a tremendous bang, and then the word bees from next door, and then a yell as me, not a scream, like a bellow as Mia Zamora is swarmed in bees. What do you do about this?
I'm running in there.
Fantastic. Jesus bees Christ. Are there. Take D3 straight. Yeah, you can roll if you'd like. Why not?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Too stressed to blow. Oh, you got loads of blood resources, fine. Some bees land on you and sting you a little bit, but you're powerful.
Sorry, I can't control it. Bees,
oh, it's going everywhere.
Sticky.
Is Mia Zamora Elfa?
No, she's drow.
Okay.
She turns to face you. Ah! She says.
I say
do?
Back.
What do you do?
I am going to...
Just throw her heart out of a window.
And when the captain turns up, he'd be like, you were expecting someone
I'm
else.
I'm going to fight her.
Yeah. Cool, make me a fight check, please. Is this like greatsword or like punching?
One-on-one, like...
Nutter!
So what I'm going to do is try and fight her, capture her, and then when the captain comes in, be like, aha, I have your secret.
Good luck. She's very good at fighting.
I know.
Okay, so this is going to be difficulty 1, I'm going to say, because she's covered in bees. And then if the bees go away, difficulty 2. So it's like she's one of the best fighters in Spire. So this is 1-on-1, so you've got a nat, so you're rolling plus 1 dice. But she's difficulty 1, so that negates that.
I love that you saw basically the rock covered in bees and went, yeah, I can take it.
I'm blinded by rage.
And bees.
Okay, so
one dice.
One.
Yeah.
Plus fight.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you have, I guess she'd be low society?
I've got low society.
Brilliant. Okay, that's 3 dice.
Okay.
Roll them bones. And you're just punching.
Yeah, I just want to incapacitate her long enough.
We'll call it D3 damage. Do you sort of, like, bang her head off tables and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm just gonna, like... Yeah, you know, grab my head.
Use the doors of the wardrobe.
Yeah,
those
sure.
are just lying around.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Using the furniture.
Ornate, sexy bedposts.
Oh, a 10.
Oh, yes, that's a 10.
Fantastic. Okay,
one.
So roll me D3 plus 1. Oh. Okay, cool. You. What do you do to her? You do hit her. And you
we should say, for the benefit of the tape, that she rolled a one, which means that she gets two damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes, I understand. Yes.
They couldn't see. You just looked at the dice and wrote it down, and the people beyond the listeners.
I understand.
Who Alex tells
the people
us
beyond the
there
listeners.
Are some
the old ones who must know every dice.
All dice must be dictators.
Keepers of the numbers.
Helen, what do you hit her head off?
The wall.
I grab my one ear and smack her.
Yeah, cool.
Not the ears.
Not the ear. Okay, cool.
So spiky.
You grab her like by the side of the head, I'm guessing, because it would be quite hard to like sling someone into a wall with their ear.
Well, you know, like it's like it's something to hold on to.
Yeah, sure.
And just some purchase.
Tear out her earrings.
Does she have earrings?
She's got a sliver, so a piece of the implanted metal underneath each ear. Maybe next round you can try and rip one.
Yeah, I just want to do some bashing.
You feel a hard nodule of quietly vibrating a stone or metal underneath your hand and smash her head into a wall. It's really badly built, this place.
It doesn't quite go through, but it does.
Smash cut to the people in the other room. We're having a lovely time. Through the wall.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Actually, the camera goes on to the next room, and there's two people, a big swarthy chap and one of the posh boys who's acting in the play. And one of the posh boys said, I've never done anything like this before. I'm hoping Pat's like, don't you worry, lad, everything's gonna be fine. You just sit bang as a portrait just falls off the wall.
Over their heads, so now their head's sticking through the frame.
You know what? I want to try and keep this violence unpleasant.
Oh.
Because one of my trademarks is unpleasant violence. So yes, you smash her head hard into the wall. You feel you feel the crunch of some teeth, cracking as they grind against each other. And she's going to try and push you out of the room and get away from the bees.
Okay.
So basically, there's no. I don't have rules for fighting you.
Okay.
It's all things that you do.
Okay.
So if you're interested, make me another fight check, and we'll go from there.
I shall. That's another three.
Yeah.
This time I want to not disarm, like just incapacitate. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Disable. Yeah.
Seven.
Yes. Oh, yes, I like that.
Did a nasty.
You your armor on, Helen.
I'd assume so.
Okay, cool. Good.
Oh no.
You're trying to like pin her arms.
Yeah.
Behind her, and she elbows you hard in the chest, and your chest plate just. Boom,
oh no!
Dents. She has it's like her elbows are made of steel.
Oh!
But you do manage to do some damage there. So that'll be another D3 damage, please. Roll well. That was bad. That was the lowest you could have rolled.
Terrible.
Well, 1 and 2 count as 1 on a D3. So yeah, she barely seems bothered by this whole situation, and cries out for help as you.
Oh no!
This bellows. And you hear Miss Mara from the bottom of the stairs as the captain is here.
Oh. Okay, I was going to check if that was the captain.
Yes, the captain.
And now you know.
You can pull the bees back in if you'd like.
No, they seem to be doing a really good job of keeping her confused.
But actually, let's both take D3 stress, you and me, Helen.
Okay.
As bees bother us. So I take. That's really enough to render me unconscious. Yeah, that seems good.
Three.
Delicious.
I'm sorry, I can't control the bees.
I'm just stumbling around the room as they just
Miss Mara, covered in bees, you manage to smash her down to the ground and restrain her behind you. You've won the fight. She's out of resistance. Mm-hmm. She's taken enough damage. There are still a ton of bees here and an angry captain of the army running up the stairs. Mm. Lydia.
Gonna suck the bees back.
Cool, that just happens. Just run around like a big hoover. They crawl back in like through your eye ducts and up your nose and stuff, and it all happens.
Okay.
It's cool, like your heart starts beating again, which is nice.
I was gonna ask what happens to Mel's body if
like an empty sock
the bees aren't running it.
Mm. It's
We're leaving a skeleton crew.
It's
just a couple of bees up pumping the bellows.
It's a living.
The Mel looks even more pallid than usual when there are no bees in them. But okay. they can tick along for a while the bees are still there.
Right, we're gonna put her in the bed, and then we'll hide. And when the captain comes in,
no, the captain's coming now.
Yeah, the captain's charging up the stairs.
Okay, well,
you can give me a deceive check to try and do it real quick.
Yeah, do that.
Okay,
as we engage in fast play.
Do it. Can I help?
Yeah, for sure. Helen, you have the relevant domain.
I don't have deceive. I do have sneak, but I don't know if that's...
Okay, add a dice because Helen's helping.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've got 6.
Cool, okay. You succeed, but you take stress. So I'm going to say...
very heavy!
I'm going to say mind stress.
Yeah.
From this whole situation.
On our character sheets, you've scribbled in the mind block. Is that because I don't have 5, or they were already used up?
No, those are so on your sheets. I've bolded out some of the squares. Mm-hmm. Those are free slots.
Oh,
so
okay.
When you take stress there, it doesn't count as stress.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Another thing I should explain about the rules actually is refreshing.
Oh, okay.
Refreshing is how you get rid of stress. One way of getting rid of stress is you take fallout, mm-hmm. which is concrete, which much like Helen getting humiliated. sorry. Sergeant Redweather getting humiliated.
That's really established.
Yeah,
the bleed is real.
However, on your sheet, you all have a little box saying refresh.
Mm-hmm.
When you do those things, depending on how impressive or difficult it is, you'll clear D3, D6, or D8 stress.
Okay.
You can also, let's say, for example, you take a lot of shadow stress. You can opt to lie low for a while, and that will clear it, but the plot will move on. Assuming that you're spending time doing so. That makes sense?
Yeah, I'm just trying to read what Helen's is, because engaging in reckless excess sounds like something that she's just done.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask.
I mean, you fought a woman covered in bees. I wouldn't say it was reckless excess.
Fair enough.
That's more themed around drinking.
I mean, it does say...
bees count as a crowd?
It does say fight in a crowd. Yeah, I was going to say, they're a swarm.
But the bees do not count as a crowd.
If it can't cheer, it's not a crowd.
I'll tell you what, this face, when it isn't me, I do understand why everyone bullies me.
Yeah.
I do get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got so red.
We bully you.
Oh. Yeah, that is...
We've had 100 episodes of you bullying us, thank you very much.
I don't
much.
Bully you, I bully your characters. It's called drama, darling.
As Helen just said, the bleed is real.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so she looks like she's all sexy in the bed.
Well,
but
like,
maybe
do you punch her out? What's the deal?
Yeah, I thought she was...
We could do that. I thought she was already out.
You had her restrained. That you can just sort of render her unconscious and jam her in the bed if you'd like.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, and there's a pair of you. Where are you hiding?
I'm going to hide behind the door so that when he comes in, then I'll be up and they're like, ooh, look what you've done. Now your fingerprints are all over the scene.
let's hide in either side of the door and then we can close the door when he comes in and be like, aha!
Cool, we caught you.
He charges in.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're gonna close the door and yell, aha!
No, I want to... He needs to do something.
Maybe I should stand in the doorway for a while. No. he charges in. Ms. Mara? And walks in to check on her because it looks pretty strange. There's quite a few dead bees in here.
Some honey footprints.
Stuff on the first... Darling, are you... And he walks into the room.
Close the door behind him and point the collapsible crossbow at the back of the base of his skull and say, what a sticky situation we found you in.
It's okay, it's in character, so it's okay, you see. Boots on the other foot now.
How sweet.
Like a Batman villain.
Yeah.
The honeypot.
Yes. Oh, well, look, we can take down one of you. And it looks like we've got you in a rather interesting situation.
Who's your friend, Redwither?
Plural.
Okay, you and Plural. What? Why did you do this to her? Why did you hurt her?
Don't really
hurt her! Some bees!
She's kind of winging it, really.
Why
did you hurt her?
Well, actually, we didn't intend to.
Oh, cool.
But it's just one of those things that happens when someone is collaborating.
Sorry?
You like the elf ear, don't you? you like what they've done to the place?
Look, we all have to make sacrifices to get ahead, don't we? And a young man such as myself would be, it'd be foolish if I didn't use my talents. You notice that he's quite quite a handsome chap. Foolish if I didn't use my talents to ingratiate myself with the ruling class. Now, please take that cross by my neck or kill me with it.
I was thinking rather that it might
interest
you.
Maybe I shouldn't have said
you.
Please. Yeah. I'd rather weakened it. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, as someone that likes to monologue to themselves, I can't really talk, but I would advise against...
So are you going to shoot me?
We could come to an arrangement.
Are you going to shoot me with the crossbow?
I might have to.
Okay.
Depends on your answer.
Great. What is the question you wanted to ask? And then maybe we can all get out of this with our necks intact.
Yes, I like my neck the way it is. Honeycombed.
Cool. Yeah, great.
Well, essentially, we... looks slightly... this is more words than I usually... I don't... Not... Well, oh, I could do a compel check and try and make him...
Do you have a thing in compel?
What are you, going
to...
You doing?
Get him to...
to do what?
Just...
Why we're blackmailing him.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was our mission.
Our job is to get leverage
so
that the ministry can make him do what we want. Or what they want, I suppose.
Yeah, we've messed that up.
Yeah, I thought that was like a short-term thing.
Wait. In this scenario, what was your long-term?
You broken poor Grant. With an actual session and everything.
It's fine.
Leverage is really complicated and tricky.
Look, the more mistakes you make,
yep,
that's just grist for my mill. If you solved all the problems immediately, that would be difficult.
I think I hear the sound of a milliner drowning under grist.
I think the approach we should take is we can get to you.
Yeah.
So you should do what we say.
Maybe you should listen to us.
Well, you have my full attention.
People that you have an interest in won't keep getting hurt.
As I said, you have my full attention.
Well, I don't know
what is it you want?
Just for you to be receptive the next time we come to you.
You didn't really
request.
Come to me. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
You represent some interested parties.
I'm going to
let wondering when you'd perk up.
A couple of bees just crawl over his face. Because, you know, I've got my...
He's visibly upset by this.
I've got my crossbow pointed at the back of my neck, and they've just dawdled up. They've dawdled up the crossbow, and they're, like, tickling all around the back of his neck. There's bees crawling around there, testing their stingers out, but not, you know, engaging.
Okay, make me that compel check, then, to intimidate him into compliance.
Okay.
Let me just check. Do you have... Yes, you do have.
I do have compel.
Fantastic.
And...
This will be compel order, if you have it, which you don't.
I do not... An 8.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next time you come to me, don't hurt her. Just send me a letter or meet me on the street.
A DM. DMs are open. WhatsApp.
Yeah. You have my compliance for this, but I would urge you to act with caution because I'm a captain in the guard, and I have considerable sway to disrupt anything you are doing. It does seem strange that you, an out-of-work army chef, and you...
and don't you, push your luck.
What are you going to do, kill me?
I raise my greatsword. Could do.
I know, I know you don't want to kill me.
But
I know you're not going to. Like you just said... You need
we
me for leverage.
Could kill her, though.
Now, I did just say don't hurt her, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'll really, you know, go over well with me.
The point I'm making is that you should respect the people who have drawn weapons on you.
Good. Very well. Yes. Fine.
Great. Good. Well, we will see ourselves out.
See you around. You should trap Doris into the...
Yes! I'm gonna open... No, I don't need to trap door, I can back door.
Yeah. Once. You just open the cupboard again.
Open the cupboard.
Train hell.
We'll be seeing you. Step into the screeching hell.
You step into screeching hell.
Yeah.
Helen, can I have a resist check, please?
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy
you're not. So this will be a resist plus a cult.
That's one.
That's a dice.
Ooh, that's a nine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We're rolling too well, almost.
You're full of anger.
I am.
Which lets you sort of deal with the nightmare train ghost.
You're just like, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you, bro.
Big mood.
As you walk through the non-Euclidean space... you can
reality
feel.
Screams and breaks.
You're like, I scream back.
Yeah!
Yes!
Play it, sis.
And you go into train hell for a little while.
And in train hell, I think that would probably be a good place for a break.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
All right,
get out
okay.
a picnic.
Okay. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back. So we're still in train hell? We're finished with train hell?
We're going to cut away from train
hell.
Helen passed the resist check, so there's no need to talk about the invasive ghosts.
Okay.
They get on.
Yeah. Just chilling together.
And we'll cut.
What's the deal with platforms? I know, right?
Ghost stand-up. It's Ghost Jerry Seinfeld, just stuck in train hell, where he belongs.
What a bizarre turn.
I'm covered in bees! Yes! Yay! Yes, I am.
We cut to the other half of the party. So your plan was to murder a man so you could take his position in the play.
It was get Terrest to murder a man so I could take
his
position.
Yes, okay, Terrest. This guy is in the... he would be hanging out in the barracks. The the gladiator's barracks would be his way, where he spends most of his time.
Okay, cool. In that case then, Terrest does what Terrest does best, mm-hmm. which is first... tries to figure out where he expects this performer to be
mm-hmm.
and see if there's an angle so that I don't have to actually go into the building. I can sort of do it from a distant building
from a
rooftop or something, because going in is always messy and it ends up like people think you're a chef all the time and it just goes really badly. So yeah, I'm going to be looking if I can for any kind of angle on the person, and if I can't get that, I will...
So this person looks to be a young, not especially posh elfier,
mm-hmm.
Possibly fallen from grace or from a fallen house and mm-hmm. been forced to come down here. But, like, still, they could probably just go home if they wanted, you know, it's not... They're kind of slumming it.
Sure.
There's a balcony where they're all sitting out. They're drinking wine from mm-hmm. cups, and there's some guys are tooling around on... lyres, harpsichords, that sort of thing. Sort of playing, eating, you know, dates, that sort of thing. Being increasingly Greek as we go on.
A few olives, bare naked wrestling.
And you see this elf here raising a toast to the other, basically, like, understudies and like second-tier guys. He's playing the role of, he'll be playing Limio. Mm-hmm. Which is, that's the goddess you worship. Mm-hmm. And the scene, as far as Mel is able to work it out, is that she will fight Limye, representing her own internal struggles, and then 17 men come and kill her.
So, presumably, I am wherever I'm firing from.
Yeah, sure. You're
toast.
I'm going to say you're hiding in a...
Wait a second. Do you need to replace all the 17 men, then?
No.
Okay.
You'll be fine. As long,
I mean, I can happily say, to rest isn't overthinking it by thinking of it at all.
You're good, because no one else is allowed to think.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is intended mm-hmm. is that she wins the fight against Limye,
right,
defeating that part of her conscience, and then goes out and does the thing.
You've got to beat them, and then that means that you will beat Jessica Malrik.
Yes.
And change history.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically... If there's one thing that I've arbitrarily decided Tyrest believes, is that a single bullet can change the course of history.
So, I'm not gonna go too much into this. Please make me a shoot person roll.
Yes, thank you. I'm playing a very problematic character and would rather not dive too far into it.
Okay.
So, what do we need?
This would be... Fight.
Yep.
Sniping, so you got that knack.
Yep.
Low society.
Okay.
And a dice for just for taking part. So that's 4.
Okay.
Ooh. You could not get better at this.
So this is...
This is when we get all the ones, isn't it? This is the way they've been waiting.
The attempt of this is very methodical, and the goal is very, very simply to make it absolutely lethal on a single person in the sort of the lowest impact possible. I'm not sort of going for, like... taking out lots of people and nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, if you shot him in the leg, he couldn't act.
Yeah.
Fair.
But that isn't something which you know.
No, like, again, like...
It doesn't strike me. It's like your character strikes me. Well, we should kill him, I've been told.
As an Alex, I'd absolutely, yeah, I'd go for some, like, maybe a gentle toe shot. But but no, Tyrest is not that man. 10.
Cool.
6. Another 10. And a 2.
Cool. Roll me a d6, please.
A 1.
Okay, cool. You do not kill him. You injure him.
That's not good enough at all.
That you get, like, you're aiming for a heart shot, and he turned. It was like, toast to all of my boys, right in the shoulder.
Right.
He goes down hard. There's running and screaming. There's like guards.
Oh my!
Oh, he's been shot. No. What's the guy's name?
Limia?
That's his role. Bellerophon, calm down! No, you must! And everyone's like getting silk and putting it on the wound to apply pressure. And like, maybe like a side of salmon. And no, they're pushing this already crimson silk into the wound. And he's like pale and, I can feel it. Like, he's taken through stress. He's not dying, but he's been shot in the shoulder. He's out of commission, certainly, but not dead as a nut.
For the sake of story, I'll just, as Tyrese, see him drop below the balcony so I can't really get a clean shot, and he's just like, damn it, start packing up, because, again, you don't just stay and start going manic with it, so...
For that many tans, I'm also not going to have you discovered by the guard.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Is cool. So you managed to, like, get the hell out of Dodge before
you
the guard arrived.
You actually bounced the bullet off something else so that they're now not sure what the trajectory is.
I managed to do this, managed to leave without getting noticed, despite on the way just, like, carrying a massive suspicious duffel bag whilst going, damn it, messed it up. Okay. I proceed to the theatre.
Yeah.
As
the arena, it's like an amphitheatre.
The amphitheatre. As Tyrest, I'm going to go ahead and assume that I've botched it and have to take the shot from the arena. I botched it. Like, he's going to be there. He's going to do it, so I need to take a second shot, and I know where he's going to be
Ben,
and when.
Please get in his costume.
Yep.
I'm going to say, meanwhile, I'm hanging out with Jessica.
Yeah.
Because we're, you know... having a nice time.
You can't shake that moth from your mind, and the ectoplasm. Like, you can't... Like, you've seen some weird things. You're a magician, and you've explored some of the weirder things in Spire. But you can't put it out of your mind, and it feels like it's itching at the back of your head. There's something... It's almost like you can taste despair off it. But hey, it's cool, it's cool. Just have another drink, move on. I'm just relaying your mind stress to you.
Ah, yes.
What you have.
Yeah.
And so Jessica seems to have been warmed. Seems to have been warmed until
Gently
Goldenbrown.
Gently sauteed until ready.
She's warmed to you, mm-hmm. certainly. And the pair of you. Where are you hanging out?
I'm going to assume her dressing room or whatever passes for it.
She doesn't have her own dressing room, but there's a communal one for the better class of people who aren't just there to do a fight or like be in the background. And so quite a few people have come through and been sort of, there's a handsome fellow. And you are there drinking some wine or coffee or something along those lines.
Cool.
And it's gearing up for a scene.
So when does Bellophon get shot in this sort of timeline?
When do you want him to get shot?
About now?
Cool. Ah, Bellophon!
What's that? I'm sure it's fine.
Bellophon. Did you hear that?
No, not at all. What's happened?
There's a shot. Up on the balcony.
Let's go see.
Of course. As Tyrest packs up his just like you sort of walk off, and then the focus pulls out into the distance, and you can see the two of you running out of the balcony. Bellophon has been shot in the shoulder. They can't tell where the shot came from. He's probably going to be like this. This is a place where a lot of violence happens, so like they know this isn't a fatal wound as long as they get it treated. But he's very dramatic. Very dramatic. Oh, the pain!
Oh, no. What? Who's going to play Lumiere?
Lumiere.
Lumiere?
Lumiere is the candlestick.
That's what I've been calling him the whole time.
Oh, my God. I just didn't say it. I just took a shot at a candlestick. I clipped him in the wax.
Lumiere.
Who's going to play Lumiere?
Well, I don't know. I will play Lumiere, he says, standing up and then collapsing down to one leg.
No. For your own safety, you can't.
No, listen to me. And he grabs you and pulls you down. My father's watching. This could be my chance to get back in to my family. You must pose as me.
Yes, of course. The Elfair, I would do anything to help you.
Good. As I expect. So the three of you go off to his quarters. He asks Jessica to stay outside. Avert your eyes, please.
Yes.
He takes off his mask, like wincing because he's been shot in the shoulder, and then puts on some sort of temporary other mask he has. He puts on his sleep mask, actually, he's quite a religious guy. The sleep mask is hugely complicated, ridiculous thing.
Oh, that's what you want when you sleep.
It's heavy and uncomfortable. It has a scroll of prayers, so it's the last thing he sees before he goes to sleep.
Oh, wow.
It's basically got a load of neck braces to keep it on the back of his head. He folds up the scroll. Please, you'll need to wear my tree mask. Otherwise, Father will not believe it was me.
Of course, for you, yes.
Now, like a different voice. Now, not a word of this.
No, absolutely.
Not a word of this, you understand?
No words at all. No one will even notice.
The costume is down. No, we have a roughly similar type. You're much better looking than him. You have a roughly similar build. Yes, the costume is down in the... you know where the costumes are kept. To fight... what's her name? Aline Melrick. I don't know, some posh girls playing that. You fight her. Now, you're to lose.
Lose?
I seem to remember.
Yes.
I think that's the plan. The director mentioned that she has to lose, so then she goes and does the big fight, obviously. So, but try and make it look... good, you know?
Of course, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Good, I'm going to lie down now, I think.
Recover your strength. Everything will be in hand. No one will notice anything is wrong. I promise that.
If a word of this gets out...
none at all. And I'll take his mask.
Yeah.
Hiding his mask.
Yeah. wearing his mask.
Yeah.
It's me!
run down to his...
my shoulder got better! Okay.
Run down to his costume and get
cool,
dressed.
Yeah. The scene is, as you come out, Jessica is approached by those same people from before and led off, and she's like... bye.
I'll give her the same look that I gave her on the dance floor.
Ah, the one that telepathically communicates, I will be here later.
I've basically given her the eyebrows.
Both eyebrows?
All three.
Oh, wow. Yours to keep, madam. And you you dash off down and throw on the limmy again.
And we'll apply a glamour.
Yes.
Effectively, I'm not sure exactly how the skill works.
It's one-on-one. So
one-on-one. Yeah. So
it lets you look like the person. You pick a person, you go and put on some makeup, and you look like the version of you that they most want to sleep with. It's not very good for crowds.
Yeah, sure.
So you can't look like him to his dad?
No.
I mean, you could make yourself
unless...
look sexy.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's not die.
The dad is very confused.
You can make him look like his mum.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can make, you can look like his mum.
If family resemblance, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
I will not be using glamour in this situation.
Okay, yeah, it's fair.
Hindering.
So, you are in the stands.
I am in the stands. I've gone to the nosebleeds. If I'm going to do this, I'd rather not be...
Well, you've got extreme range on the gun.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You outrange most people in Spire.
I mean, that's my logic, is I'm going to go to the nosebleeds. Worst comes to worst. Like, maybe try and climb down the outside or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all gone wrong because I'm stupid and I'm...
Yeah.
I guess that means you're so far away it would be difficult for you to tell that he's been replaced.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he's wearing a full costume as well. So yeah.
And a mask. So
yeah.
In fairness, I did know that that was the plan, but I am still assuming that I've botched it. So unless it's...
Yeah. I feel like we should maybe just run with the bit where you shoot me.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't have to analyse it. Let's just go with that.
Just go then.
Helen and Lydia, what are you two up to?
Well, now we've done that, which I think went about as well as expected.
Very satisfying.
We could catch the end of the play.
Yeah, let's offer support to rest and...
The worst comes to the worst. I can always teleport them to the screaming trains.
Can I get a resist check, please, from you? Because you hung out with Jessica again. Resist a cult.
Resist a cult. Okay, so I get two dice on this for my cult. That is an 8.
Okay, cool. You're fine, Carol. Can't shake that. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Let's go watch.
Me and Mel are going to go and, like...
Watch it play.
I will attempt to describe an opera.
And now...
Sorry, that's a different character.
And now...
It seems like Blossoms in Winter has been announcing every goddamn scene when it comes in. Like, making sure that everyone gets it right and everyone knows what's happening. Explaining for the drow audience... He is. You just want to kill them all, don't you?
And now, the duel between Aline Malaric, Scryatrix of the Order of Our Glorious Lady, and Limie, her goddess.
Didn't know what words.
We are wasted, by the way, in here.
That was great.
Take the show on the road.
Jessica walks out resplendent because it's an LPR opera. They're insisting everyone wears performers' masks, so she's got on the mask of Aline Malaric, which looks pretty much like her own face. Oh gosh! And you are there in your form as the moon goddess. So you've got like long, like flowing white feathers coming off your almost like peacock feathers coming off your shoulders. You kind of have the appearance of a weeping willow, and you're like a half moon mask which goes around your face. This is like the standard Limier kit, which a lot of people wear. This isn't like specially made for the occasion. Hers was.
So I'm wearing Bellaphon's true mask and the mask over the mask.
His is on your hip.
Oh, okay. To show.
To show, yeah. They can never grow out without the true mask on. Yeah, good point though.
Masks on masks on masks. The symbolism.
And Jessica sings, and it's you know what, she has a great singing voice. It's beautiful. She performs this soliloquy, a conversation, I suppose, with the goddess about how she must give up her way of peace and her way of understanding and become vengeful and embrace embrace Le Colle, the goddess of vengeance. And so she sings this beautiful opera, but you know.
yep.
But it sounds good.
And, like that, but yeah. We can fix it in post.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I don't know what post is, but it must be great.
Yeah.
We basically mail the words to you and you record it later.
Oh, I see, I understand. The scene closes. Dun, 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 dun. And she draws the sword. She looks a little unsteady with it.
Mm.
You haven't discussed with her that you're replacing this guy, have you? Right. I mean, like, she knows he was shot, but she doesn't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. She draws a rapier.
Mm-hmm.
In a move that I think everyone was expecting, the director comes up on stage again. and he's going to demand his fought to death.
Oh, I might just shoot the director. No, I won't.
If you want.
I should.
The world is your target.
I've got a mission that I'm not going to botch again.
Now, to truly reflect the anguish felt by Aline Malric, most noble of the drow, defenders of Desterra, this fight will be fought to the death.
Ooh. And everyone's like, oh. And a lot of the elf are like, oh. And play some flutes. Fascinating.
I don't have enough bullets.
There's a moment of real fear.
Does Jessica look afraid?
Oh, yeah, she looks absolutely terrified. She can't fight for toffee.
She didn't know this.
She didn't know this. No one knew this. She turns around and there are military guards guarding the exit. And she looks back at them and they're just like, they shake their heads. The audio doesn't come across. They shake their heads. It's a fight.
Okay.
To the death.
I will draw my sword.
Cool.
And wink at her.
Cool.
In a similar eyes movement to before.
Which I'll see you later in hell.
Well, which either comes across or doesn't. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have control over that.
Yeah, okay, cool. You don't know whether she knows or not.
Yep.
But she draws herself up. And the crowd start baying for blood. Yes, yes, death, 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 death. Some of the Elfia can't feel sadness naturally, so a lot of them have taken this drug called Blue, which makes them incredibly depressed. And there's a row of people preemptively mourning for her, just weeping down their faces, clear blue addicts. And she draws her rapier, pulls herself up to her full height, and does an on guard motion at you.
I will on guard back and engage.
Okay, cool.
My intention is to beat her, but put up a good fight. Like, not that she's completely outmatched, almost that like it's accidental, but I'm not intending to kill her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a fight check, please.
Sure.
Do we realise...
We don't know anything that's happening.
What do you think's more interesting?
So, I mean, because there is the opportunity for me to Vermissian drop one or both of them,
yeah,
so that the death is actually one of them disappearing spectacularly.
Yeah.
If I know who it is, that might change my...
Yeah, for sure. In which case, yeah, that's absolutely fine.
I could roll for whether I know and that might change...
I think it's more interesting that you know. That's fine.
Red weather! That's far too attractive to be...
Well, they're fun.
I think that's, what's his name? Monsoon, yes, the pretty one.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm going to be identified anyway, that's the way I want to be.
Recognise that ass anyway.
That ass just can't be disguised.
It can't lie.
I'm going to be using paint with blood, so it's going to be compel on the cult instead of my normal fight.
Fantastic. So
before you roll,
nice.
I should probably add the complicating factor of my goal's very simple: get a mortal shot on you. And try and disguise it, if there's music playing or whatever, in like a thrust with her or something. Basically, I'm trying to do the kill, assuming that she'll botch it or might botch it and cover it up.
You're out, to tell you what, you give me that roll first, and then I've got something for you.
That's a 9.
Cool, okay, yes. Give me D6 stress, please. I assume you're pulling your blow, but this still looks good.
4.
4, cool, okay. You lunge forward with your arena blade, your longsword. And nick her in the arm, and like she's clearly hurt. She's like, and clutches like she can't sword fight at all. You see, there's like at least one other sniper here.
Ah, this is terrible! For God's sake, Ryle! I aim at the other sniper on instinct.
Yeah, they're so like, they look like they're military snipers. They're not protecting the place.
How many of them are there?
I'm going to say there's one. We'll have one. They're not military snipers. Military snipers who are protecting the place, like to stand up and make a big show of, hello, here I am, please don't do anything. These guys are basically hiding.
Yep.
And you can see that there's just like a glint of light from the smoking braziers overhead. Goes off this
place. God's sake, for the fire! I'm going to take a shot at that sniper. Because they're the higher priority, because if they interfere with me trying to fix my oh, gosh!
Roll me a shoot, please.
Okay.
Roll me a shoot, person.
So, fight.
Four all dice.
Sniper, low society, and...
Oh, this is order, not low society.
Oh, I don't have four.
No.
Okay, so just the three, then. High of five.
Ooh. Your shot goes wide. And you're struggling to reload. So your gun has the reload tag, which means you have to, like... It's a bit fluffy, the combat inspired, but you tell me you're reloading, and then something bad happens, generally.
So what I'm going to be doing
I'm not done yet, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
I shoot you.
Oh, that'd do it.
They return fire.
Do they wait for a crash in the music as well, or do they just go?
Yes, pretty much
just
so.
A rhythm sniper fight.
Yeah!
It's pretty cool.
It's like Enemy of the Gates, plus opera!
They shoot at you. They don't shoot you. You've got like a chimney you're putting cover behind, and there's a brick which explodes out. What were you saying before I interrupted you?
It changes things a little bit, but what I am effectively going to be doing is, I am assuming, and this is an assumption, that the amphitheatre is sort of rounded.
Yeah.
I am going to be attempting to relocate and reload and start cutting down the distance sort of round the outside.
Okay, give me a either a pursue or a fight check to make this trick without... I'm going to say fight.
Okay.
Because this is military stuff. So it will be... Yes, but just without the sniper specialty, so two dice.
That's fine. High of 10.
Oh, fantastic. Cool, yeah. He doesn't even shoot at you.
No.
You manage to relocate and roll into cover and start reloading. A few people are like, is that man with a big gun? But
is that man with a big gun swearing long?
You are focusing more on not getting shot than sneaking.
Oh, yes.
So the crowd are beginning to become aware. And like, is this part of the show? Is this one of those avant-garde things where there's a sniper in the audience?
Classic outfit.
But yes, that's happening. You.
Yes. So my intention now is to... having put up a bit of a show, kind of roll under her guard, get behind her, cut the back of her hand to make her drop the sword, and then kick her in the back of the knee to get her onto the floor.
Brilliant. Make me a roll.
That's a 10.
Okay, cool. D6 stress again, please.
3.
She's down. Yes, you kick her to the ground. Ah! She cries out in pain, and you kick her in the back of the knee, and she falls down to her hands and knees. The dust of the arena, the sand on the floor is mixing with her blood, and you can see that she's spitting and coughing. She's freaking out. She doesn't know what's going on. She's not fully operating. And the crowd are death, 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 and you get shot in the chest.
Oh, that's a comeuppance.
There's a sorry. We'll see if you get shot in the chest.
Sure.
You two see the director,
okay,
looking very flustered. About this.
About the fact that she's on the floor.
About the fact that she's on the floor. This is not how this is supposed to go. She's not supposed to turn this way. And you see him talking to an aide, and the aide looks like some sort of priest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that the aide puts one hand to their temple in a telepathy sort of way.
Oh no!
So like, clearly something's going on. Are you going to miss him, drop them both out of there?
Oh, has he been shot in the chest?
Oh, let's find out. Make me a... This will be fight to resist it.
Yep.
So, do you have a resist skill?
I do not.
Okay, so roll me a dice, Ben.
Yep, I'm going to roll my getting shot move, which is...
Do we want...
Oh!
No!
Oh! I rolled one! No, wait, why am I worrying? Tyrus is like, yes, someone took the shot for me, thank God!
Roll the big one.
Oh, daddy.
However,
just
reminding my... So the thing before, given that the entire crowd is baying for their death, I did move somebody with my art, which is sword fighting.
Oh, for sure, yeah,
so
yeah.
I refresh my stress and then immediately get...
So you have... I'll give you a D8 refresh, because that's pretty big. You move them with your art. So cool, yes, you clear... all your stress. Yay. Well done.
Good.
Then get it all out.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have needed
what
that.
What does a one do? What does that mean in this system?
Let's explain. So on a one, mm-hmm. If it's your highest dice you roll, mm-hmm. you fail and you take double stress.
Right.
So it's like getting shot twice. Whoa. Let's see. That's 9 blood stress. Yeah, you don't have any blood.
No, that is a big pile of blood 9. Stress.
And let's just see if you take fallout.
Oh, so roll a 10. You did not. Oh! He rolled a 9, listener. He rolled a 9.
You have a choice. You are dying. The fallout you take is dying.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up and like, yes, I've won the fight. Fantastic. And the shot just goes right through your chest. It's like it goes in and out.
Yeah.
And there's a moment of, like, you stagger to your knees and you feel the world swim around you. We'll resolve your dying thing. Lydia, do you wish to try and drop them into the Vermissian?
Yes.
It's safer than here.
Yeah,
it's
gonna
not hell safe.
Yeah,
gonna. It's train hell.
Gonna drop them into. Gonna drop them into train hell.
Okay.
Gently.
Give me a casting check, please.
So that is rolling spell, fix, and occult. But I don't have fix.
Okay, cool. So that's.
So I
that's,
just roll 2 dice for occult and just for taking part. Okay.
Oh, also, do you want to have that knack?
Oh, yeah. Do I have a knack for this?
Well, you could have, like, the knack.
The knack of
escapes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sure. Let's add escapes. 3, 8, 3, 8.
8, cool. Yes, okay, cool. There is a. I'm trying to work out what it would look like as you open a door which was not there before, but it has to enter.
What is
it
like? Stage trap. And they would roll down, like, more than that. I'm trying to make it gentle. So they roll then onto a train, which will then carry them to.
Hang on.
I don't really know how train hell
roll
works.
In front of
the trains are not good.
Yeah, there aren't any trains.
Okay, no trains.
it's the weird thing about train
There's
hell.
The one train that doesn't stop.
Okay.
So, I mean, no they might land on that. That could be fun, but that seems like possibly beyond the scope of one more episode.
No, then.
Monsoon, you stumble to the ground. Your mask starts to come off a little bit, and she sees. And there's a moment of no. There are attendants dressed as House Malrique attendants rushing to help her, as it were, and just make sure this all sort of goes over fine. The director is looking absolutely petrified at this point. They're absolutely furious at this point. And then the floor opens up underneath you. with a noise like someone popping the cork on a raptor.
we've got to end on popping a cork like a raptor.
you tumble through down through endless tunnels for what feels like hours.
I grasp for Jessica's hand.
You're definitely holding hands when you collapse and hit the ground. In the back of the last train.
Definitely ending there, yeah. Great.
And then the trapdoor, I assume, closes after them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
So all the attendants are left.
Yeah, left. And the director does not know what to do. I'll stop there.
Goodbye! More drums, everyone!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm so proud. Proud of us.
That went as well as I expected.
There's something vaguely comforting about knowing that it's not even that, like, it's that you fundamentally don't know how to make a threat. There's something nice about it. It's not that you were like, oh, I'll get you. It was like, what do you want? I don't... Well, how are you going to compel me to do this? I don't know. How does...
I forgot.
I'm lovely, you know?
She's got a gun somewhere. It's like, look, help me out here. I'm not really sure.
And welcome back. In train hell? I don't know. What's happening?
We'll cut away. I like we both did different haunted train noises. You went for death metal.
Choo choo.
Okay, so.
Just layer them over each other in the edit. Do, 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 do.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.